When you grow up queer and transgender in a conservative Sri Lankan community, sometimes you laugh not to cry. That's the story of LA-based performer D'Lo. His one-man show, Defunct, is based on his life's coming-out moments. Taylor Haney spoke with D'Lo about using humor to survive ignorance.
For queer people, especially queer people of color and trans people of color, sometimes our comedy is the only thing that shows us that we have graduated from whatever painful memory or painful experience we've gone through. My name is D'Lo, and I am an artist, particularly in performance stand-up theater.
Basically, I had queer dar back then, but Barbara Cho.
So this show right now that's playing is called Defunct, spelled D apostrophe F-U-N, big Q, big T. The Q and the T is around the queer and trans label.
Like, even though I hadn't come out and said that I was a full-fledged queer, you could smell it off of me. I had a Dyke Do number 4. And I wore my hip-hop baggies. Basically, for all the white people, I looked like a darker ethnic version of a softball dyke. For everybody else, I looked like T-Boz with Chili's hair.
The story chronicles my life as a queer person using three major coming out stories as its pillar. Coming out, meaning like coming out to my family, namely my parents. And I grew up in a strict immigrant Sri Lankan Tamil community, so the stories are bizarre and fun. I remember when I first came out to my parents, I didn't really intend on doing it. My father gave me a call to try and arrange my marriage to a cisgender male.
You have to college, you have to get married.
And so I...
I'm gonna go. No, what's the problem? Are there two doctors in North Carolina? But no, really, I'm good. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm good. No, what? You have a boyfriend? No, Papa, I don't have a boyfriend. Then what's the bloody problem? They're brothers. You can pick which one you want. But no, really, I'm totally good. What, do you have a girlfriend? Well. What happened was, what are you trying to tell me? That you're gay? You're not gay. Are you gay?
I think you're there's lots of drama, and it was hard, but, you know, you sit there with your friends and you talk about it, and pretty soon you're laughing about it with your friends, and then you realize, like, okay, you're not the one who's without. You're not the one who's broken. You're not the one who is having a hard time with life. Like, you know, this is just a testament to show how folks like us survive these moments.
Fine. But my father, you know, he was trying to be supportive in his, you know, immigrant way.
You understand the comedy in the situation through the absurdity of how people respond to your queerness.
So, D'Lo, I heard Liza's your girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, but
I just wanted to know, is she of the same proclivity?
Are you asking if she's queer?
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, Appa, she's queer.
Ah, good, then I approve.
I will definitely stop and just say that I am grateful. I'm grateful for this run. I mean, like, how many times does a solo artist get their shows produced, and a queer and trans artist at that? I'm just hoping that the more queer and trans shows and films and all of this stuff will just provide me with more opportunities to showcase my talent and to be a representative for the trans and queer community.
And you know, Craigslist, they have like...
That interview was produced by Taylor Haney. Defunct runs through May 5th at the Los Angeles LGBT Center in Hollywood.